and Titus. The Epistle of Paul to Titus. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the knowledge of the truth which is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before times eternal, but in his own seasons manifested his word, in the message wherewith I was entrusted according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, my true child, after a common faith, grace, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this cause left I you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that were wanting, and appoint elders in every city, as I gave you charge. If any man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having children that believe, who are not accused of riot or unruly. For the bishop must be blameless, as God's steward, not self-willed, not soon angry, no brawler, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but given to hospitality, a philoxenos, lover of good, philagathos, sober intent, just, holy, self-controlled, holding to the faithful word which is according to the teaching, that he may be able to exhort in the sound instructions, and to convict the gainsayers. For there are many unruly men, vain talkers, and deceivers, specially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, men who overthrow whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for dishonest gain's sake. One of themselves, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, idle gluttons. This testimony is true. For which cause reprove them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn away from the truth. To the pure all things are pure, but to them that are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess that they know God, but by their works they deny him, being abominable, and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. And Titus chapter 2. But speak you the things which befit the sound instructions, that aged men be temperate, grave, sober intent, sound in faith, in agape love, in patience, that aged women likewise be reverent in demeanor, not slanderers, nor enslaved to much wine, teachers of that which is good, that they may train the young women to philandros, love their husbands, to philotenos, love their children, to be sober intent, chaste, workers at home, kind, being in subjection to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be sober intent, in all things showing yourself an example of good works, in your instructions showing no corruptness, gravity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us. Exhort servants to be in subjection to their own masters, and to be well-pleasing to them in all things, not gainsaying, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the instructions of God our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all work done without law, and purify unto himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. These things speak, and exhort, and reprove with all authority. Let no man despise you. And Titus chapter 3. Put them in mind to be in subjection to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready subjective only unto every good work, to speak evil of no man, not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing all meekness toward all men. For we also once were foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior, and his benevolent agape love toward man appeared, not by works done in lawful works, which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out upon us richly, through Jesus Christ our Savior, that, being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Faithful is the saying, and concerning these things I desire that you affirm confidently, to the end, that they who have believed God may be careful to maintain good works. These things good works are good and profitable unto men, but shun foolish questionings, and genealogies, and strifes, and fightings about logarithmicos, or by some laws written through Moses, or the unwritten law of the Pharisees, for they are unprofitable and vain. A factious man after a first and second admonition refuse, knowing that such a one is perverted, and sins, being self-condemned. When I shall send Artemis unto you, or Tychicus, give diligence to come unto me to Nicopolis, for there I have determined to winter. Set forward Zenas the lawyer and Apollos, on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. And let our people also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute you. Salute them that Philo love us in faith. Grace be with you all.